Across the iron plains and above the Bowood Forest stood the Trapezius Mountains, bulbous and huge. Local legend says that the earth was once flat, until one day it began flexing, becoming the craggy, rugged, and sexually attractive earth we know today. At the peak of the eastern Trapezius, some would argue the more pronounced of the two, there lay a temple, carved into the stone aeons since, its pillars and balconies thrust into the sky with suggestive confidence, the stonework smooth and undulating. The only adornment hung above the heavy wooden gates that served as the temple's only entrance. It was a large brass relief of four vertical strips, and one shorter horizontal strip, positioned within a circle the imprint of the Temple of the Many Fists. On the various levels of the temple, throngs of human bodies engaged in a particular exercise, some in complicated calisthenics, some training with weights, some merely flexing and checking their form in front of the various reflecting pools. At the very top of the temple was a plateau of plain white flagstones, and at the center, one monk stood alone but for his master. The master was the abbot, and though he was ancient in years, he was still very much ripped. His leathery old skin stretched taut and across defined musculature, and though his eyes were rheumy and his teeth crooked, his eyebrow and mustache game were astonishingly on fleek. He stared at his student with weariness in his heart. This was a talk he had been meaning to have for some time. The student stood holding the ready position of the way of the totally fighting, his limbs stretched elegantly, every muscle taut and rigid as steel cable.
"Brandon, son," the abbot croaked, "show me casual tiger owns opposition."
The student, Brandon, sprung into action, leaning back as though reclining in an invisible chair, while his arms waved in a series of quick slashes.
"Now, show me suggestive snake comes at bro."
Brandon shifted form instantly, languidly rising from the recline as his bent fist weaved fluidly before him.
"Soaring eagle renounces beta cock."
The form changed again, Brandon's arms flowing down gracefully at his sides while his legs snapped a precise front kick before him. He landed perfectly, as still and taut as a lion taking a dump. The abbot grunted. The form was unquestionably precise, but still, he was troubled.
"Brandon, son, what does it mean to be a monk?"
The student did not hesitate. "To seek perfection, so that we may be at one with the universe."
"And how is perfection achieved?"
"Rigorous physical discipline, absolution of form, purity of mind."
"And?"
Brandon frowned. "Being great?" The abbot shook his head. "Super great?"
"Brandon, son, it is for this reason I have asked you here today. We must talk."
Brandon relaxed from his ready position. "If I'd known we would have been talking, I'd have warmed up my talking muscles." The abbot gestured for Brandon to kneel beside him.
"That is what we must talk about. This is not a conversation about your muscles."
Brandon sighed. "That is a damned shame, master, if you don't mind me saying so."
"Do not get me wrong, Brandon, son. Your muscles are worthy of deep and serious discussion. Indeed, of all the acolytes of the Temple of the Many Fists, you are by far the most super buff."
"Thanks. I've been working out," said Brandon, modestly. "For as long as I can remember, constantly."
"As you should, young acolyte. But you must remember that physical musculature, while important, is not everything."
Brandon jerked suddenly.
"What was that?"
asked the abbot. "I do not know, master. I had this sudden and inexplicable urge to slap you in the face. I must have briefly entertained a demon." The abbot sighed.
"You know, when your parents left you here, we promised to raise you as we would any other monk. And we have.